Hi, welcome to the No Nonsense Technician Class License Study Guide. I'm Dan Romanchik, KB6NU, the author and narrator. This study guide covers all of the questions in the Technician Class question pool for exams given between July 2014 and June 2018. Once you've worked your way through this study guide, you'll know all that you'll need to know to pass the Technician Class exam. Are you ready? Then let's get started. What is amateur or ham radio? Amateur radio, also known as ham radio, is a hobby enjoyed by hundreds of thousands of Americans and millions around the world. They enjoy communicating with one another via two-way radios and experimenting with antennas and electronic circuits. All kinds of people are amateur radio operators, also known as hams. Hams are young, old, men, women, boys and girls. Kids as young as 7 years old have gotten amateur radio licenses, and many hams are active into their 80s and beyond. You never know who you'll run into on the amateur radio bands. Teachers and students, engineers and scientists, doctors and nurses, mechanics and technicians, kings and entertainers. For example, did you know that most of the astronauts sent up to the International Space Station in the last 5 to 10 years have been licensed radio amateurs? They use the amateur radio station onboard the ISS to communicate with school groups all over the world. How do you get into amateur radio? With just a little study, you can learn all you need to know to get a technician class license, which is the license class designed for beginners. To get a technician class license, you must take a test with 35 multiple-choice questions and answer 26 questions correctly. The test covers basic regulations, operating practices, and electrical and electronics theory. Knowing Morse code is no longer required to get this license, nor any class of amateur radio license. Technician class licensees have all amateur radio privileges above 30 megahertz, including the very popular 2-meter band. Technicians can also operate Morse code, or CW, on portions of the 80-meter, 40-meter, 15-meter, and 10-meter bands, and voice and digital modes on portions of the 10-meter band. There are two other license classes, the general class license and the amateur extra class license. You can do more with those licenses, but let's concentrate on the technician license for right now. How much does it cost? Basic study materials such as this study guide are inexpensive, and the license exam fee will be $15 or less. Once they have their first license, most hams find it best to start with simple equipment and grow over time. A handheld VHF FM transceiver can be purchased for less than $100 new, and excellent used equipment is often available at low prices. All things considered, the cost to get your first license in radio should be less than $200. Where do you take the test? Amateur radio license examinations are given by volunteer examiners, or VEs. VEs are licensed radio amateurs who have been trained to administer amateur radio tests. To find out when the VEs in your area will be giving the test, go to the American Radio Relay League's website at http://www.arrl.org. There, you will find a page that will allow you to search for test sessions that are close to you. If you do not have access to the internet, you can phone the ARRL at 860-594-0200. Can you really learn how to be a radio amateur by using a study guide like this? Well, yes and no. This manual will help you get your license, but getting your license is only the beginning. There is still much to learn, and to get the most out of amateur radio, you will have to continually learn new things. This study guide will teach you the answers to the test questions, but will not give you a deep understanding of electronics, radio, or the rules and regulations. That will be up to you after you get your license. I hope that by helping you get your license, that you'll be encouraged to become an active radio amateur and get on the air, participate in public service and emergency communications events, join an amateur radio club, and experiment with radios, antennas, and circuits. These are the activities that will really help you learn about radio in depth, and in the end, help you be more confident in your abilities as an amateur radio operator. How do you use this study guide? First, listen to the study guide and then take some practice tests. You can take practice tests by going to the following websites: aa9pw.com, qrz.com/hamtest, eham.net/exams, and hamexam.org. There are also ham test apps for iPhones, iPads, and Android phones and tablets. For iPhones and iPads, there is Amateur Radio Exam Prep, which costs $4.99, and Ham Radio Exam, which is free. For Android phones and tablets, look for Ham Radio Study and Ham Test Prep. Both of these apps are free. This study guide may use acronyms with which you may not be familiar. In the glossary, you will find definitions of those acronyms. Please refer to the glossary if you are unsure of the meaning of an acronym. Good luck and have fun. I hope that you will find this study guide useful and that you'll become a radio amateur. Remember that getting your license is just a start and that you will be continually learning new things. If you have any comments, questions, compliments, or complaints, I want to hear from you. Please email me at cwgeek@kb6nu.com.